The two brothers, James and John, were ambitious, somewhat like our politicians. They were trying to seek special favours from Christ. The other ten were indignant or disgusted for reasons of jealousy. So our Lord pulls the whole thing together and says to the two brothers, yes, you want to be where I am? Fine. I'm going to the cross. The cup I must drink will be poured out, my blood. The baptism of blood will be poured out. In other words, if you want my glory, you must firstly pass over the hill of Calvary. And then you shall partake of places of honour. The two would suffer, they would be witnesses. John, however, being the beloved, did not die a martyr's death. But all the other apostles did. And ever since, in the church, when the church has been healthy, healthy in its membership, those who go up the ladder become the servants of all. In fact, there's an old Latin saying for the Pope, he is the servus servorum Dei, the servant of the servants of God. The higher up you go, there's only one Pope, 4,000 bishops, 1.2 billion Catholics, he serves us all. And we see that in the life of John Paul, whose memorial is this week. He travelled so far, helped so many, was loved because he gave all he had. And recently we saw another Pope, Francis, in America. And when he saw a handicapped child or the sick, he didn't go to the politicians, he went to those people. He visited the prisoners because they couldn't come to him. He's giving us a good example of service, how we give of ourselves to others. And the church has always been like that. It's the largest non-government organisation in the world for health and education. Always has been and still is. Because it is called to service. And linked to that are the notions of mission and apostolic. In a few moments, we're going to stand and we'll recite the creed. Now, the mass parts, if you're not familiar with our hymn book, you can get lost in it. The mass parts in the hymn book will begin with page 165. We'll stand and we'll say the creed together. This goes back to the earliest times. And in it, it's the hallmark, page 165. Then later on we'll follow the book and we'll go through the first Eucharistic prayer. So most of the prayers you can read. The hallmark of the church, like silver or gold, is stamped for authenticity. The church too is stamped for authenticity with four characteristic marks. It's one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. Christ is one, his body, the church, is one. In origin, it was Catholic, sadly it's splintered over time. The church is holy. Its purpose isn't to make money, but rather make saints. We're called to be saints in heaven. Thirdly, the church is Catholic, open to all, irrespective of your background, your culture, your nationality, or age. Lastly, the church is apostolic. The word is a Greek word. The verb is apostelein, which means to be sent. And here I've put on the bulletin a few points with regards to that. Apostolic is to be sent. The apostles were sent from Christ to those who did not know Christ. They knew him, they loved him, they took that to others. That's the mission. the church has always had a mission from its beginning to today. And tied to this notion of mission is the Mass itself. In fact, the word Mass, M-A-S-S, is the English of the Latin Missa, symbolism, and the word Missa means mission. That's why at the end of Mass we used to say, can still say, Ite Missa Est, go, you're now sent forth. Go. You've heard the word of God, your mind is now open and receptive to truth. You're no longer in darkness. The light has shone, who is Christ. That's why we have candles burning. And with your mind open, now your soul has been fed. What parent gives birth to a child and then lets the child starve? Our church is Mother Church, giving birth to these children, and now today they're going to be fed in their souls through Holy Communion. It's called Holy Communion because communion means united with. Their soul is going to be united with Jesus. He's going to enter through their mouth into their soul. We can't see the soul, but that's who we are. When we die, the body goes wherever. The soul, the person, remains. And today, they're going to be united with Jesus. And since Jesus is God and God is holy, it's a holy communion. It all makes sense. Mothers have fed their children with their own flesh and blood. Mother Church now feeds their children with the flesh and blood of Jesus under the appearance of a consecrated host. The children are well prepared. They know what they believe. And when they kneel for communion in a few moments, they're going to say a Hebrew word, Amen, which means, I believe it's true. What is true? That's the body of Christ. And they'll receive him into their soul, and he will make them holier. Holy Communion is the elixir of eternal life. It's the antidote to death. And we receive it worthily. Please God, these children will come to Mass weekly, receive communion, and always be well prepared for that great moment when God feeds them, helps them, and heals them. And then at the end of Mass, having their minds open, their soul fed, they're ready to go unto others and bring the love of Christ to all that don't know him. Years ago, when you talked about the missions, you thought about poor people in Africa. That's no longer the case. Africa will soon be the largest Catholic church in the world. That continent has the faith. What we have lost, they have picked up. And now they're sitting here, priests and nuns. The mission is no longer out there. The mission is here at home. More and more Australians live and die and don't really know God or Jesus or the plan that he has for them. They know something, but often it's been tainted with ignorance or arrogance or some hurt or misconception. They don't see the package deal. And that's a tragedy. And every year it becomes worse. It started back in the 60s, late 60s. We stopped teaching the fullness of the faith. And ever since, it's become lesser and lesser. So many people think they know about God, Jesus, but they don't know enough to get to heaven. And we want them to be holy with us in heaven. So we go to them. And we don't preach them. We don't hit them on the head with the Bible or the hymn book. It's meant to stay in the church, by the way. But we do go to them with the love of Jesus. And we can help them by letting them know that God loves them too. Maybe today you'll be visiting some friends or seeing someone who's sick or talking to someone who has a problem. Might be a problem with a relationship, might be a problem with an illness. When you're talking to them, just do this one thing. You've been at Mass, you've encountered Jesus. When you're talking to them, just say, I'll take that to my prayer. I'll ask God to help you. I'll turn this problem over to Jesus for you. In other words, leave them with a religious connection, because they won't get it from the media, they won't get it from other people, but they can get it from you. And they might be a little bit surprised, they might be astonished or taken aback. Oh, you're going to say a prayer for me? Yeah. I'll remember you in my rosary. I'll think about you at Mass next time I go. Leave that connection with them. And that will help. That will make them think. It'll be like a smouldering fire until next time. Many people are afraid to open the door of God, church, religion, because they don't know what they're going to find. And recently they've found some ugly things. But that doesn't and shouldn't stop us from taking the mission to them. And it might be a book we give them, it might be a DVD we lend them, it might be some little comment we make. But let us be kind to others and bring the love of Jesus from within to those in need. Remember the words of the great missionary Frank Sheed, who in England, he was an Australian, he used to preach in a park there, Hyde Park. He once said that people who are converted, who come to find God, often are not so much taught, but caught. They're caught by the kindness of another person, or a comment, an action, a gesture. It's sometimes what we see, more so than what we hear, that makes the difference. And we can make that difference, because we too, like him, are called to be missionaries. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.